This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Judicial Council forms probe committee to investigate audio related to a judge and lawyer involved in an unlawful deal. Health Ministry to vaccinate children between 5 to 12 years against COVID-19 from today. And Taliban in Afghanistan appeals for international support as the country deals with the aftermath of a devastating 6.1 magnitude earthquake. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance has decided to forward the citizenship bill in the parliament. Prime Minister Shahbaz Dewa proposed to forward the bill in the meeting held at Balwatar yesterday. Talking to journalists after the meeting, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the citizenship bill would be forwarded soon, completing all the due procedures. He added that the meeting also discussed the matter of taking the peace process to a conclusion at the earliest. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala presented a progress report on the peace process at the meeting. A meeting of the Judicial Council held yesterday decided to form a three-member probe committee to investigate the audio related to a judge and a lawyer involved in a deal of bribe. Spokesperson of the Judicial Council, Man Bahadur Karki, said the committee was formed under the coordination of Judicial Council member Ram Prasad Srestha. As per the audio released on social media, Kathmandu District Court Judge Rajkumar Koirala and advocate Rudra Pokhrel were heard making a deal to release the proprietor of Civil Saving and Credit Cooperatives Private Limited, Icharaj Tamang, from jail on a bail. Icharaj Tamang has been accused of appropriating around 8 billion rupees. On the tape, the deal was being made to release Tamang by submitting 20 million rupees. Acting Chief Judge of Patan High Court Mahesh Prasad Purasaini and Judge Mahesh Sharma are the members of the committee. Karki added that the committee had been asked to submit its report within 45 days. Four cases of cholera have been detected in Kathmandu. All the infected are currently receiving treatment at the Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Teku. District Public Health Office Chief Basanta Adhikari said cholera cases were confirmed at Bagh Bazar, Bhote Bahal and Dili Bazar. Following the confirmation of the cholera cases, a five-member team has been formed by the District Health Office to investigate the causes of the infection. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has urged people having symptoms of cholera to contact the nearest public health facilities at the earliest. The Ministry of Health is vaccinating children between 5 and 12 years against COVID-19 from today. In the first phase, children from 27 districts, including Kathmandu, will get vaccinated from 23rd to 29th of June. The Health Ministry has said the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that is being administered from today was 91% effective. The United States provided 2.2 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to immunize children below 12 and above the age of 5. The Election Commission has directed the subordinate bodies to recommend local-level election candidates for action if they have not submitted details of election expenses. Issuing a statement yesterday, Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma asked the district and regional election offices to confirm the election expenses details. If they fail to submit the details, recommend them for action was the directive given by the Election Commission. Chief of the Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma on Wednesday paid a courtesy call on President of Lebanon, Michel Aoun. The Nepal Army Chief is on a five-day official visit to Lebanon to take stock of the situation of peacekeeping missions and visit Nepali peacekeepers in Lebanon. On the occasion, praising the Nepal Army for peacekeeping in Lebanon and for their contribution to conserving ecology and other community projects there, President Aoun said the relations between the local people and the Nepali peacekeepers were excellent. Similarly, during the meeting, the Army Chief conveyed goodwill message sent by President of Nepal Bidya Devi Bhandari to President of Lebanon Ayun and the citizens of Lebanon. He also thanked President Ayun for the support and assistance from the government of Lebanon to Nepali peacekeepers. Wrapping up his visit to Lebanon, the army chief, along with his delegation, departed for Syria yesterday. He is scheduled to embark on a visit to the United States of America after the visit to Syria. He, along with his 7-member delegation team, left for Lebanon on June 18 to get information about peacekeeping missions and visit Nepali peacekeeping troops in Lebanon and Syria. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The National Assembly discussed the budget allocation to 7 different ministries yesterday. Taking part in the discussion of Appropriation Bill 2022 in the meeting of the Upper House, the lawmakers expressed their views on the budget allocations to Education, Science and Technology Ministry, Industry, Commerce and Supplies Ministry, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Ministry, Physical Infrastructure and Transport Ministry, Foreign Affairs Ministry, Drinking Water and Health and Population Ministry. In the meeting, Health and Population Minister Birod Kathiawada presented the COVID-19 Crisis Management Bill 2078 Bikram Samvat. Meanwhile, Industries, Commerce and Supply Minister Dilendra Prasad Baru said the government had been forwarded program of replacing petroleum products to reduce their consumption in the country. In the meeting, the lawmakers urged the government to replace LP gas by shifting to electric appliances, reduce the price of petroleum products by cutting the taxes, reduce taxes on electrical vehicles and curb skyrocketing prices and inflation. The airline companies have agreed to operate domestic flights in a regular manner. The companies had announced to suspend domestic flights yesterday in protest against the government's decision requiring them to operate from their base station. However, they withdrew their protest. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Taliban in Afghanistan has appealed for international support as the country deals with the aftermath of a devastating 6.1 magnitude earthquake. More than 1,000 people have been killed and at least 1,500 injured. Unknown numbers are buried in the rubbles of ruined, often mud-built homes. Southeastern Paktika province has been worst hit and the United Nations is scrambling to provide emergency shelter and food aid. Rescue efforts are being hampered by heavy rain and lack of resources. Survivors and rescuers have told that the villages are completely destroyed near the epicenter of the quake, and of ruined roads and mobile phone towers, and of their fears that the death toll will rise further. Ukraine is set to be approved as an European Union candidate at a Brussels summit on Thursday after the European Commission gave green light. Ukraine had applied days after Russian invasion in February, and the process has since moved at a record speed. Its ambassador to the European Union told that it would be a psychological boost for Ukrainians. But the ambassador admitted real integration could only start when the war was over. Candidate status is the first official step towards European Union membership, and France said this week there was total consensus on Ukraine, but it can take many years to join and there's no guarantee of success. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the country. It will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in many parts of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places of province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Judicial Council forms probe committee to investigate audio related to a judge and a lawyer involved in an unlawful deal. Health Ministry to vaccinate children between 5 and 12 years against COVID-19 from today. Taliban in Afghanistan appeals for international support as the country deals with the aftermath of a devastating 6.1 magnitude earthquake. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.